T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Was that a real good run they had to get back in the race? Was that a mirage or not? I can understand people kind of wondering about that. You would like to think that if you're really going to be pushing for a first-place finish, that you'll win on games like this.
Bob Walk, if you're a team that is pushing for first place, you win a game like yesterday's 2-1 defeat. Ron, I think that's pretty much an echo chamber for you, right? That's exactly how you feel.
I mean, you got to beat the teams. You got to win series against the teams you're supposed to beat. You know, you split with, Washington or lose 2 out of 3 every now and then. Okay, you live with it. But how do you lose 2 out of 3 and then after getting swept at home by the second worst team in not just the National League, all of baseball? All of baseball. The only record team with a worse record is Philadelphia.
You know, if you lose one game to a bad team, I don't expect the Pirates to have.
I mean, it's baseball. Things happen in the course of a season, sure. A series. And again, the Giants, to me, are woefully underachieving. It's not that they haven't the players that can play better, but you still got to find a way. And to lose like that yesterday, just awful.
To me, it's the record against last place teams. And we'll talk about Mike Tomlin later in the show. He's up for a new contract. Ed Bouchette had a story on that in today's Post-Gazette. When the Steelers lose a game they're supposed to win, Tomlin catches hell for it. We had somebody call our show yesterday. Mike Tomlin calling card. Pompeiani said it too. They always lose a game during the course of the season they're supposed to win. That's a poor reflection on Tomlin. They go to Philadelphia. They score 3 points. How in the world does that happen against a team with a rookie quarterback? They get blown out. You know, they seem to lose a game or two like that a year, and the head coach usually, you know, faces the music for it. Should the manager face the same thing in baseball?
Baseball's a little bit different than football, though, because you only play 16 games. That would be like, I guess the comparison, but what the numbers-wise would be like losing 10 games you're supposed to win in baseball.
Well, they've lost 13.
But you're not going to win every game in baseball. You're just not. You play 162. You know, if they'd be 13-6 versus 6-13, you'd feel so much better about it. You're not going to win every game. But the bottom line is, who was it a couple years ago that won the 98 games and still fell short? Was it the division that they had the bad record against?
Yeah, they had a losing record in the Central.
The record against the West then was like unbelievable, right? It was like 42-12 or something ridiculous. So, I mean, baseball's crazy that way when you play so many games. But again, 5 out of 6, you know, they look so bad in that home series against the Giants. And, played a good competitive game yesterday. The night before, they were out of it from the beginning. Tyone didn't give him a chance. So I think these are games you look back on. If you hang in there close, you're going to say, man, if we'd have just played .500 against those teams, we'd be a lot better off.
Dave on the Fan. Hi, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got to agree with you about Marte. If you watch him back in his rookie year, he was stood in the outfield, turning, looking this way, looking that way, not ready for that ball. You have to be ready for that ball at any moment coming off the bat. He kind of reminds me of when I was in Little League. You know, you get dressed, you put your uniform on, you look cool, hey, I'm a baseball player. He reminds me of the kind of guy that just, he likes to look like a baseball player, but, man, he just, over the years, he just has not gotten any better out in that outfield. And I think a lot of times he makes
Well, so what would you say about him? Do you think he's a bad outfielder?
I think he's not focused when he's in the outfield. I mean, you look at a lot of the plays. He makes some great plays,
Enough that he's a Gold Glove winner, what, twice?
Oh, he takes hits away and saves runs sometimes, for sure.
I agree with that, but I there are times, yesterday, prime example, where he's daydreaming. You got to be ready every single pitch.
And you mentioned Little League. That's what they tell you in Little League. Be ready for the ball to be hit with you to you and know what you're going to do with it when it's coming.
So how do you fix that, Dave? Is it incumbent on the manager to discipline him for gaffes or mistakes like that, either bench him or, I don't know, call him into his office and yell at him? I mean, how do you fix that?
I would certainly hope that Clint Hurdle had sat down with him before and said, listen, you got to be ready every play. I don't know that he has. Maybe he has. Maybe he just doesn't.
I think they've communicated. I can tell you that fairly safely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever he's saying to him isn't working, right?
Didn't work.
I mean, whatever the manager, whatever their coaches, their outfield coach, their fielding coaches, whatever kind of message they've delivered to Marte about not taking plays off in the outfield, it's not getting through. It's been years of this where you get the breathtaking play where he makes a diving catch or a guy's trying to, you know, turn a single into a double and he throws him out at second base. But then you get the plays where he throws to the wrong base or he takes his time getting to a ball or he's, you know, late to react or, you know, his reflexes in left field are off and a ball drops in and he looks bad. I mean, I don't know, as a coach or a manager, that would make you want to rip your hair out. The thing that would frustrate, I think, a coach more than anything, at any level, in any sport, is when you see potential in a player that just isn't maximized. You know?
Well, that's what, like I said the other day, when Osuna had the bad game in the outfield. You live with that because you're asking a guy to do something he's really not ready or capable of doing. It's so much more frustrating when you see a good player do it.
You see the way Josh Harrison plays the game, and I think that would probably make Clint Hurdle awfully proud.
Absolutely. He plays the game the way you're supposed to.
And then you see Marte, and it's agonizing sometimes. John's on the fan. Hi, John.
I think I have a solution. Ron, I need your help, though. Do they still have kangaroo courts?
You know what? That's a good question. You know, where the players find themselves, so to speak.
Right, because Clint Hurdle, I am quite sure, has talked himself blue in the face, but he's a cheerleader. He's never going to berate him, fine him, anything like that.
Cheerleader. We heard that about Mike Tomlin last year. He's a cheerleader. That's an interesting choice of words.
Well, do you ever hear Hurdle get down on a player publicly?
Do you? When is the last time? How many coaches do you hear get down on players publicly?
Once in a while it happens.
In a long while. Now, that doesn't mean they don't get down on them behind closed doors.
Hey, he benched McCutchen for not hustling once.
That was way – I think that might have been his first year.
Yeah.
But, Andrew, I agree with you. The man is a gifted athlete, but he takes plays off. And what is the measure – of a professional athlete consistency? He's never had it. He's in the prime of his career. He never will have it.
I agree with that, John. I think he is a very talented but a very enigmatic hitter and fielder. He gives a lot of at-bats away, too. It's not just in the field for me with Marte.
Nope. Chases pitches in the dirt.
One play from late in the game yesterday has some fans riled up. We've gotten some texts and emails on it. We'll talk about that. Your thoughts on Marte, too, at 412-928-9370. Our business of the day is Leon's Billiards and More. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.